Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver, you move your castle there and I'm going to clobber you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you move your castle there and I'm going to clobber you. You know, I think you're too young to play chess.
Well, we got a guy in our room, Sydney, and he wants to play 6 grown-ups at one time.
Man, how'd he make out?
He lost every game.
I'll get it.
Hello? Oh, hi, Lump. Huh? Hey, guess what? Hey, well, look, Lump, when's he gonna do it? Tomorrow? Hey, he's gonna do it tomorrow. Boy, I never thought he'd pull a stunt like that. Man, you know it. Okay. Yeah, I'll see ya. Boy.
Whose move is it?
Wally!
Yeah?
We were in on the short end of a phone conversation. Very short.
Oh, it's just that Eddie's quitting school tomorrow.
Listen, guys, I still think that Haskell is just popping off.
Yeah, Eddie comes up with a lot of squirrely ideas, but I don't think he's really going to quit school.
Look, you guys, he called me last night and told me he was dropping out of school. He's got his pop's permission and everything.
Hey, look who's coming.
Short dropout, huh?
Hey, chick, chick, chick.
Hi, you school boys.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, you really are cleaning all the junk out of your locker.
Matt! Eddie, are you really quitting school?
Yes, Sonny. I'm kissing these ivy halls goodbye. He sounds like he means it.
Well, sure I mean it. I'm blowing this trap.
Oh, now, don't go getting all misty-eyed on me. You're the guys I feel sorry for. Tomorrow morning, I'm starting to work at Thompson's Garage. And get this, I'm going to haul down a fat $80 a week. Cash money.
$80? A week? Wow.
Yeah, and by the time you clods get out of this joint, I'll own a chain of garages. Look me up. I'll put you on a grease rack. Well, ta-ta, kiddies. Don't be late for school.
$80? A week. Wow.
Ta-ta!
Wally, all this about Eddie's dropping out of school, didn't it come up rather suddenly?
Well, in one way it was kind of sudden, but in another way it wasn't. He's been talking about it ever since the third grade.
Eddie's had a lot of practice dropping out of school. He's been suspended 3 times.
I can't understand Eddie doing such a thing, especially when he was so close to graduating.
Well, I think things have been going kind of rough with Eddie. Like, first he went out for the basketball team and he didn't make it, and then he went out for the track team and he got cut from the squad.
Isn't Eddie a good runner?
Oh, no, he's kind of clumsy. As a matter of fact, he spiked himself putting his track shoes on.
Well, didn't you tell me the coach made him manager of the track team?
Yeah, but he was only manager until we lost the track meet with Cleveland High. The next day, there was a sweatsuit full of towels hanging from a rope in the locker room that had Coach Henderson's name on it.
And the coach thought Eddie did it?
Yeah. And when Eddie came in, he said, My, my, coach, look what some fun-loving sport did. Right then and there, the coach fired him from the job.
Boy, Dad, you know Eddie's going to make 80 whole dollars a week.
It's a lot of money, Beaver, especially for a boy Eddie's age.
Yeah, now he can buy his own television set and look at any show he wants to. And when he goes by the bakery and smells neat stuff, he can go in and buy all the junk that's not good for him.
Well, boys, I'll admit that $80 sounds like a lot of money. And actually it is, especially for an inexperienced boy. But Eddie might have done a lot better if he'd stayed in school.
Oh, hi, guys. I trust I'm not keeping you from your homework, Junior.
Oh, come on in. Hey, how's the new job going, Eddie?
What do you think? Get a load of the outfit. You don't get an outfit like this with box tops.
Gee, paid $45 for that jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, that is sharp.
And he paid $16.50 for the shoes and $23.75 for the... hold the inventory, Mortimer.
Check the leather.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty neat.
They're not a pair of sneakers, Elwood.
Hey, look, Eddie, how come you got the new outfit? You haven't been working long enough to get paid yet.
You schoolboys are so naive. Look, chums, when you're holding down a job, you have a standing in the community.
So?
So I open up an account. Charge the works.
You mean you got all that on credit?
You should have been there. When a credit manager checked me out and found I was making a fat $80 a week, the whole joint flipped. The clerks were tripping all over each other trying to be first to wait on me. Well, I gotta be shoving. Either of you guys know a barbershop in town that has a manicurist?
Well, knock it off, Eddie.
All your shopping?
I'm all through for the week.
For the week? Well, we got off pretty easy.
Back seat and the trunk are loaded.
Yeah, I got them later.
Honey?
Uh-huh?
I ran into Mrs. Haskell at the store, and she and Mr. Haskell are just sick about Eddie dropping out of school.
Yeah, I imagine they are. I suppose they've gone all through the business of trying to talk him out of it.
Yes, and it just made it worse. Eddie just felt they were picking on him.
Yeah. That's Eddie. I'll bet he thinks adults were invented just to push kids around.
Do you think he listened to Wally?
I have my doubts. But I suppose if anybody could get through to him, Wally'd have the best chance.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Oh, Wally, your mother and I were just discussing Eddie and his dropping out of school.
Yeah?
Do you think there's anything you could do?
Gee, Dad, nobody could do anything more for Eddie. He's doing great.
Thanks, Lumpy. We're going to go out and mess around for a while. I'll see you.
Hi, Lumpy.
Oh.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, what do you want to do?
First thing, I got to get a new fan belt.
Just look at that thing. Those staples don't hold up worth a darn.
Hey, I thought you just got a new fan belt last week.
Well, I did. It wasn't exactly a new one. I got it off that old 1936 heap in back of the wrecking yard.
Hey, why don't we go over to the garage where Eddie's working? Maybe he'll give me a break on a new one.
Okay.
Hey, this thing's sounding better.
Yeah, I put a quart of oil in this morning.
Where'd you get it?
I drained it out of my father's car.
Eddie, just, what are you doing?
Well, I'm cleaning the air filter, like you told me to, Mr. Thompson, sir.
I told you to wash it in kerosene, not water.
I'm sorry, sir.
Where are those spark plugs I told you to clean when you came in this morning?
Well, sir, I was trying to get some grease spots off my uniform.
You never touched a one of them. Why I ever thought a kid could do a man's job in the first place, I'll never know.
Boy, is he getting chewed out.
Yeah. Look, Lump, Eddie's gonna feel awful creepy if we walk in on him when he's getting yelled at. Why don't we just go to another station for the fan bell?
Okay. Mr. Thompson, sir? I'm sure that if I could...
There's a customer out front. Do you think you could put some gas in the tank without breaking something?
Yes, sir.
And get out there and do it.
Hey, what do you say, guys?
Well, hi, Eddie. How you doing?
How am I doing? Sensational.
Haskell!
Right away, Mr. Thompson. Sir?
Poor guy. He's always getting something fouled up, and I gotta straighten him out. I'll be right back.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Hey, how'd you get in?
Your folks. I was just giving them the lowdown on my, new convertible.
Convertible? What are you talking about?
Take a gander out the window.
Hey, that... Okay, Eddie, you better get that car greased and back to the customer before you get fired.
Don't get hasty, Gertrude. I'm buying a car off of Mr. Thompson. Now, come on, time's a-wasting. We'll go down to the beach, and when the chicks come around to ooh and ah at the car... Now we'll take our pick.
Oh, gee, Eddie, I can't make it this afternoon.
Okay, so you're broke. Don't worry about it. I'll pay the freight.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just that the Lettermans are having a jamboree at school tonight, and I gotta go over this afternoon and get all the stuff ready.
Tough. I guess I'll swing by and get Lumpy. He's not gonna attract any chicks, but at least he's ballast.
Lumpy's already at school. See, the coach called an extra practice for some of the guys who are on the track team.
Okay, so I'll get Bill and Don.
Bill and Don are coming by to pick me up.
Hey, what's with you guys? I'm your old pal. What are you running and hiding for? I got a job, not the bubonic plague.
We're not running and hiding, Eddie. It's just that we've got things to do. You were in school long enough to know that.
Yeah.
Well, look, Eddie, maybe we can do something tomorrow, huh?
I gotta work tomorrow.
Well, look, Eddie, maybe next weekend we can get together. Oh, no, that's right. The track team's got a big triangle meet up at Bellport. Look, we can get something together.
Yeah, well, I'll see you.
Yeah, I'll see you, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. Boy, this is sure neat car you got. I was down the street when you drove up.
Yeah, well, don't go breathing on a polished job.
Well, I guess when a guy gets a job...
Well, don't go breathing on a polished job.
He can buy all the junk he wants to.
It works.
With all the dough you're making, I'll bet you could buy ice cream by the barrels.
I could buy out the whole malt shop and give it to the poor.
You can go to the show whenever you want to?
Every night of the week.
Boy.
Hey, Beef. You want to take a little ride?
You mean you're asking me?
Sure. Where do you want to go? I got nothing else to do.
Oh, well, gee, I can't go right now. Gilbert and Whitey are coming over, and we're going to work on building models. Maybe some other time.
Are you kidding? I was just putting you on. I wouldn't give you a ride to the hospital if you broke your arm. So long, Squirt.
Hey, Wally, what's the matter with you?
Huh?
Well, I just spilled your hair guck and didn't hit me or anything.
Oh, well, I don't feel much like hitting you tonight.
Boy, you must really feel bad, Wally.
I was just thinking about Eddie. You know, I think things are going kind of rough for him.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, too.
You were?
Yeah. Today he offered me a ride in his car, And when I told him I couldn't go, he called me a dumb little kid. But I really think you wanted me to go.
Yeah. You know something, Beef? I think Eddie'd like to quit that job and come back to school. He's just too chicken to admit he chickened out.
Yeah, I felt that way once. I told all the guys in my class I was going to kiss Angela Valentine. And I got so scared I pretended I was sick for 2 whole days.
Now, what good could 2 days do you?
Lots of good. I figured she might croak or something in the meantime.
Yeah, but at least you admit you were chicken. Oh, but not Eddie. He's not the kind of guy that'll come right out and admit he'd made a mistake.
Yeah, and he's not the kind of guy who has any friends who'll admit it for him.
No, that's right. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe he does.
Of course, Wally. I remember Eddie Haskell. Before he dropped out of school, he practically lived in my office. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Farmer, see, not too many people know Eddie very well. He's kind of a funny guy in a way, and... Well, like, for one thing, he likes to show off a lot.
Craves attention?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like the time he came to that ROTC meeting wearing that German helmet.
We've had our problems with Eddie, but never anything too serious. And we certainly were very upset over his dropping out of school.
Yeah. Well, you see, Eddie kind of hangs around with a lot of us guys like Bill Scott and myself, and we're doing okay in school, and we're making letters and football and track and basketball and everything, but with Eddie, it's different. He never quite cuts it, if you know what I mean.
Well, yes, I do know what you mean, Wally, but wasn't Eddie manager of the track team?
Yeah, that's right. Then when he went and got himself kicked off that job, you know, for hanging the coach. Well, he didn't really hang the coach. He just hung a dummy like him. I think getting kicked off stuff is what made Eddie finally decide to quit school.
There was a feeling on his part that he wasn't wanted or needed.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was some sort of a goofball.
Tell me, do you have any ideas or suggestions about what we could do about Eddie?
Well, I think the best thing that could happen to the guy is if he'd come back and finish school with the rest of us.
Well, I agree, of course. But has Eddie said anything about wanting to come back to school?
Nah, he'd never say anything like that. Eddie's been bragging it up so big about his job and everything that he'd never admit he'd made a mistake.
Suppose we put him in a position so it wouldn't appear that he was crawling back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Let me look into this and see if I can come up with a good angle on Eddie.
Oh, well, gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Farmer. Hey, you know, you're a pretty good guy. It's kind of too bad you have to be a principal and everything.
Well, I'll try to bear up under it, Wally.
Well, I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was...
I understand, Wally.
Yes, sir. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Farmer?
Hello, Eddie.
Fill her up?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, how does it seem to be a working man?
Great, sir. Just great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I've really got it made, Mr. Farmer. Good money, excellent working conditions, nice boss.
Well, that's very important. I'm glad to know you're happy here.
Yes, with my grip on the business, I feel that before long, I'll...
It didn't take much, sir.
$2.
All right, there you're ready. $2 even.
Thank you, Mr. Farmer.
Well,
how's everything going at school?
Oh, fine. Well, I'll take that back. I had a little talk with Coach Henderson. He's having quite a little problem.
He is? I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Yes, he's had several boys try out as manager of the track team. So far, he hasn't been able to get anyone to handle the job.
Oh, yeah? That's the job I had. It's pretty rugged.
Well, really? The way Mr. Henderson talked, you handle it with ease.
Well, when you're on the ball and you...
Mr. Henderson said that?
He made quite a point of it.
He did? Even after I hung him in the locker room?
I think he realizes that was just a joke. I have to get back, Eddie. We're having a rally for the big track meet tomorrow. Nice talking with you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, Mr. Farmer.
Bye.
Haskell, get in here.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
So you have no idea whether anything's been done about Eddie or not, huh?
Oh, Dad, I guess I must have messed it up.
That's what you get, Wally, for going to the principal's office without being sent there.
Wally, I think you did the right thing by talking to Mr. Farmer.
Yeah, well, I thought so, too, but I don't know, I think Eddie's kind of sore at me.
Why do you say that?
Well, last night is the first night since Eddie's been working.
Why do you say that?
That he hasn't come around to show me his new jacket or shoes or watch or yacht or something. Oh, that's Lumpy. He's picking me up.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Wally.
Have a good day.
So long, Wally.
Hurry up, Wally. We're going to be late.
Well, I had to finish breakfast.
Hey, you guys, wait for me.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Lump, how about a lift to school?
School?
Hey, you mean you're coming back?
Yeah, what am I going to do? The principal came in the station the other day, and he started crying about how much Coach Henderson needed me. The next thing you know, I got trapped.
Boy, that's great, Eddie.
Yeah, you should have been there. The principal pleading with me to go. The mister turned the poor fellow down. Dad, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
One of the few catchphrases on Leave It to Beaver is Clarence Rutherford's immortal remark, "Don't call me Lumpy." When Frank Bank, who played Lumpy, later wrote his autobiography, he entitled it, "Call Me Lumpy." Stay tuned for Wally Stays at Lumpy's.